Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One of the great songs, regardless. Let this play out a little bit. Wonderful. It's one of those times I wish we just flipped to a music station. When am I allowed to talk? I don't know. I don't know the rules. John's just
got a little banjo in there.
Here he goes.
Hey, have you heard Weird Al's version?
I don't think so.
Yoda?
Oh, really?
Yeah. From the In 3D album. Oh, I think it was about 1985.
You're a big Weird Al guy.
I was.
I know you were.
Yeah, huge fan. He's still around. Yeah. Still looks exactly the same, too.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
There you go. Looking for the best song with one word in its title. Obviously, Lola, one of the great ones. John, 76ers last night. It was an up, down, and all-around kind of game. They get out to the big lead.
You've been saying that a lot lately.
Really? Well, it's true.
Have you noticed that, Jimmy?
Should I put that one
away? Yeah, a little bit.
He's been saying up, down, and all around.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a bad thing?
I don't know.
Am I going to it a little too much?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's becoming a crutch.
Okay.
Sort of.
I'll try to.
Did you really think it was an up, down, and all around game?
Oh, I mean, are you kidding me?
Like, dude, well, the Sixers were way up.
Well, they got a huge lead at halftime. And then
most of the game.
And then they're trailing in the fourth quarter.
As per normal, actually.
Right.
They give up the lead. It seems like it happens consistently. Like, by the end of the third quarter, the other team pulls even.
Well, they're just not good enough to maintain greatness.
Totally.
Not. I mean, simple as that.
I would say that it feels like that happens in 75% of the games that the Sixers have played this year.
And it's aggravating when it's
a Hawks
game.
They get out.
I mean, the Hawks.
And they can't maintain it.
Yeah, I hate that.
Well, at least we didn't lose. I mean,
well,
normally,
I know.
I'm accustomed to us making the Hawks look like world beaters.
I agree.
And last night we were able to somehow, you know, stymie that. But, you know, Joel, last night, now I'm starting to think, like, 2 weeks ago I'm saying – The best case scenario is you try to get something for Joel and you keep Ben and you build around him because they can't work together.
You hug him.
Last night was another instance of it's so obvious that those two work against one another. They can't coexist properly. When Ben's out, Joel is shining. But now I'm thinking, like, with Ben's back, if this is a real back injury – this could change the way he plays forever. Like, a back is nothing to tamper with, to tinker with.
Well, it changed Larry Bird.
If they have to fix that back,
that's
a whole other matter, a whole new level and layer of concern. And it's like, well, I don't know if I do take Ben over Joel. I believe that at some point that needs to happen. One needs to go. And the sad part about it is I don't think they're ever going to make that tough decision. They're just going to keep going with what
they've got.
And we will suffer forever and always be also Rans. But anyway, the bottom – that's getting into
look,
a whole
Embiid
other thing.
Was awesome
last night. Joel Embiid played the way he's supposed to play.
Yeah.
It was not just that they were, you know, putting him down low and getting the ball to him inside. it was that he was motivated.
Yeah.
He looked different since the All-Star weekend, where he was validated by his cohorts because they wanted him to have the ball in crunch time. He has been playing more confidently, and we're reaping the benefits.
Totally. He also may just be in better shape.
He's absolutely in better
shape. I think that's
a
no-brainer.
He looks physically different. Yeah. Like, you can see it in his face. Right. He looks different. He's lost, I don't know, 10 pounds. He looks more focused on top of it. He's competing at both ends. He's hustling back on defense and getting blocks from behind. Like, effort plays. There was a point this season where I could not remember the last effort play I saw from Joel Embiid. Last night you saw him all night.
Yeah, he was great.
So
I
mean, I just
hopefully this is a new spot to build off of, and he doesn't feel like his work is done here.
Yeah, well, for sure. This is why about a week or two ago, and everyone, I mean, we did a show where the town was up in arms, and I mean, there was a lot of people that wanted Embiid traded, and this is why I said everyone just breathe. Remember that day? I said, everybody just take a damn breath. Don't be in a rush to trade Joel Embiid. I get your point, John. Ultimately, they may have to figure out a fit issue. I understand that. But everybody take a breath that wanted to trade Embiid. He's a magnificent player. Now, the other issue that, John, is Simmons is going to be out.
Yeah.
Now, how long? We don't know. Is it going to be 2 weeks? Is it going to be 2 months? Like, we don't know yet. They're being very quiet, which is not a good sign.
Good.
Is not
it
a good sign.
It doesn't feel like this is just a passing thing where some rest is going to help him get better.
Yeah. It's a shame on Ben. And I'll tell you who ultimately might pay the ultimate price because of it is Brett Brown. I mean, worst case scenario of Ben Simmons is that his back is a thing that affects his career. Probably unlikely. I hear your point. Could happen, right? Happened to Bird. Hasn't happened to Carson Wentz. Carson bounced back. He seems to be fine. But I will say this. It might affect Brett Brown's job status. I mean, if Ben Simmons isn't back for the playoffs, and who knows where this is going, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I don't know. But if Ben Simmons is not back for the playoffs, Sixers obviously are not going to win the East without him, right? They might not even get very far without him. And then Sixers ownership is going to have to make a decision on Brett Brown in the absence of knowing what would have happened if Brett had another shot with both of them in April and May. And then it's like, well, maybe that's just it. So we'll see. I mean, big implications with Ben Simmons back. We hope he's all right. We hope it's only a 2-week injury and not a 2-month injury. We'll see. Let's go to the phones. What'd you make of it last night and everything related to Howie Roseman? Are you still a big believer in Howie? Let's go to Ron in Monco. What's up, Ron?
What's up?
Hi.
John Ritchie, thank God you're back, man. Thank God. This guy runs amok, man. Joe, I don't want to make this call about you, but, you know, you're scary. You're really scary, dude. And people
I concur,
that
Ron.
Think like you are scary. You're scary, and that's why guys like you, and you have a lot of power on the radio. People hear what you're saying, and this is why we're in sports purgatory in Philadelphia all across the board.
I didn't realize we were in purgatory.
Joe led us straight to hell.
We've been released for 1 year, and that was 17, okay?
Yeah. Ron, let me just – I'd just like to ask you a question, if I may, sir. I'm just curious.
You're a scary guy, dude.
Yeah, no, I heard that point. So I want to dive into that for a second. So if you could, what specifically about me is to use your word, scary?
Well, because you're 85% of the time, you're wrong. You're on the wrong side of the argument, okay? And the other thing is, if you cannot see the false with Howie, what has gone on after the Super Bowl, then it's because you don't want to see, or you just have no clue, dude.
I do think you're fooling yourself because you have this like strange commitment to Howie now. Like, because he did
why?
It once,
why do you
believe...
have a commitment to this guy?
Yeah.
Listen, if
great
it was
question.
Up to me, guys, go ahead, John.
No, you go ahead.
No, I'm really interested to hear more of you, Ron. Talk to me. Go ahead.
Okay. Listen, man, if it was up to me, he would have been gone after the 18th season. Okay. Joe, how do you bring back Peters 2 years in a row?
Hey,
how do you do that? How do you sign Mighty Mouse? How do you sign Mighty Mouse 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
How do you put that backfield in the backfield 2 years in a row? How do you do these things? How do you give up these contracts? You explain that to me, okay? Because it doesn't make any sense to me. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, Ron, I would say this. Look, he made mistakes. That's clear, and I've never backed away from that over the last 2 years. But I'd also ask you, how is he so bad, and they made the playoffs 3 years in a row? Just explain that to me.
Listen, if you're like it, Joe, how can, Joe, I take nothing in last year. You keep riding, beating on this horse that we made the playoffs. Come on, dude. We backed into the playoffs against the worst teams in football. Okay,
we got
and then when
a lot of help.
To show. Oh, come on, Joe. You gotta. I can't believe that you're serious. Right.
It does
about
seem
it.
Like you, you, know, you know, forget really the can't. Circumstance.
Oh, I know
that led to the playoff berth 2 years ago.
Yeah,
like, do you remember everything
I remember
that
well.
Had to go right?
I do. All right, Ron. Despite your less than questionable and highly bizarre opinions, I'm gonna give you a chance here to win these tickets. Give me one one word song title.
Layla.
Layla. All right, you got it.
Good answer.
Great answer, man.
I really didn't want Ron to win the tickets.
Ron is a very wise man.
Yeah, I didn't want him to win the tickets, and he might win it with that answer. It kind of bugs me,
frankly. That's a great answer. Ron, not a big believer in where you're taking us, Joe.
Yeah, like I'm leading you astray.
He said you are responsible for the plight of our town.
Yeah, what was the phrase he said?
Straight to purgatory.
No, you said that. He didn't say the Dark Ages. What did he say? Oh man, I can't remember. Look, I honestly, I hope by
pretty critical.
I hope by 11:30 today I forget that phone call. I mean, I know someday I'll forget it. Like, you know, I'll be 87 years old.
I hope you take some of that to heart. Like what he said, you are being blind, man. You are choosing to be blind.
All right, 888.
I don't get that.
888-729-9494. Richie, you're a beaut. You really are. Hey, coming up, Elliot Short Parks, the latest from the NFL Combine. What does he make of Howie Roseman? He's going to be right there on Howie Speaks today. We're going to carry that press conference live today at 1:30. Doug Peterson today at 1:45. Elliot will be there asking questions. His opinion of Howie Roseman, is he still all in on Howie? We'll ask that to Elliot next and get the latest from the Combine. And if you have a reaction to that last caller, I'm all ears. Someone come to the table. And please refute that knucklehead. No, I didn't call you a name. I'm just saying you're a moron. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494.
I want to tell you about my experience with Nutrisystem. With Nutrisystem, you eat healthy food that tastes amazing, and it actually fills you up. If you've been thinking about getting healthier, or losing some weight, I cannot recommend Nutrisystem enough. It will work for you. It doesn't matter if you have 10 pounds to lose or 100 pounds to lose. The program works for everybody. Guys, I expected to try to get to 230 pounds. I hadn't weighed that for a long time, and I actually thought like that was the skinniest I could get. I started at a little bit over 260 pounds. I'm now sitting at like 207 pounds, you know, 50 plus, and I am at a place that I didn't think was possible, and it has been simple and easy with meals that are perfectly balanced to put my body in fat-burning mode. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio right now. Click on the radio icon and use the promo code radio to get 50% off plus a week of protein pack shakes for free. Don't put this off any longer, guys. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio right now. Click on the radio icon. Use the promo code radio to get started. This is money back guaranteed. You will be healthier. You will lose weight. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.